Listening to the Career Musician Podcast with creator and host, Nomad. With 20 plus years of experience in the music industry, Nomad has done just about everything to earn a living as a career musician. From being music director to celebrity artists, playing iconic arenas and stadiums, composing for film and TV, and even playing your average local club gigs, he's done it all. Nomad's mission is to empower musicians across the globe with strategies for a sustainable career while blasting stereotypes, and to bring you tried and true wisdom from his colleagues in this crazy business we call music.
As the story goes, like I mentioned, growing up on Long Island, it was in 1984 that I saw Eddie Van Halen on MTV and realized the guitar in my hands did not get there by accident. And to this day, my number one hero, my father, who was an immigrant from Cuba, made sure that I got all of the necessary training and support to fulfill my dreams of being a career musician. Starting with Steve Preziosi on Long Island, who taught me how to play Paganini's 16th and 24th Caprices, originally written for violin, on guitar. And he also exposed me to all the greats, from Wes Montgomery to Al Di Meola, and the list goes on. Eventually moving to South Florida as a family, again, my folks had the foresight to enroll me in a music performance school, Dillard High School of the Performing Arts. It was there that my teachers like Daryl Kunish, Gary Goldman, and Jack Covell prepped me for what would be the foundation of my career as a professional musician. Believing in a well-rounded education is paramount. From advanced placement music theory to electronic music, where I learned programming and how to use the first iteration of Pro Tools, back then it was called DigiDesign, to rock band, jazz ensemble, composition, and everything else I could get my hands on. At this point, it was time for college. I applied to Berkeley in Boston, and I did get accepted, as well as I got a scholarship. However, I chose not to go. Instead, I went to a local community college in South Florida, and I got the scholarship there as well. I attended one semester, aced all of my music courses, but flunked algebra. So what was the logical thing to do? Drop out. Well, hindsight is absolutely 2020. I wish I hadn't have dropped out back then. But it was okay. Once again, my folks were very encouraging. They said, look, as long as you are working and you're studying and you're training, you're working in your craft in the field that you want to be in, you don't have to go to college. It's okay. Well, sure enough, I got a phone call to be in a house band for a local club in Fort Lauderdale, playing six nights a week, 5 to 6 sets a night. So as an 18-year-old, you can imagine making a little bit of money, sitting on top of the world, playing on stage. Come on, that is the ultimate gig. Well, 3 years later, I got fired because the original guy in the band came back. Okay, welcome to being a career musician. From that point, I developed my own solo act, playing a hybrid of flamenco and jazz and R&B guitar, started booking gigs on South Beach. Excellent. Now I'm back in the game. It wasn't long before I realized, you know what? I really want to be a session musician. So I moved to Nashville and pursued my dreams once again. It was in Nashville for 8 years that I really cut my teeth in the studio, working with artists like Jackie Velasquez, Toby Mac, Kirk Whalum, Natalie Grant, Anthony Evans, Michelle Williams, Cliff Richard, CeCe Winans, and the list goes on, with the Nashville heavyweight producers, Tommy Sims, Mark Hammond, Brown Bannister, Cedric and Victor Caldwell, Mark Heimerman, Keith Thomas, Bernie Herms, and the list goes on. Not too long after, I realized, wait a minute, I really want to be doing film and TV music. So, again, as a nomad, I moved west. Landing in Los Angeles in 2005, I got the American Idol's live tour. Now, back then, this is when American Idol was huge. We did a three-month tour to packed arenas every night. Talk about exhilarating and following and fulfilling the dreams of being a career musician. Again, it was evident. Then I started getting some work on film scores with John Powell, who called me for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Happy Feet 1 and 2, Night and Day, P.S. I Love You, Kung Fu Panda, The Lorax, Ferdinand, and so on. Then Danny Elfman called me for Men in Black 3. It was working on the film People Like Us with A.R. Rahman that I was featured on a song called Airport Adventures, which was on the soundtrack. This made me realize that I needed to get back to focusing on my artistry. Nomad, the singer, songwriter, guitarist, performer.
I'm just a nomad, nowhere man.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
But wait, I just got called for an audition with Christina Aguilera. Although I couldn't make that one, the MD for Christina was also the MD for Kenny Babyface Edmonds. I was able to make that audition, and sure enough, I was the guitarist in Babyface's band for the next 2 years. Then I became his music director for the next 10 years. Throughout this period, I was still doing session work during the week and doing what we call weekend warrior dates or fly dates on the weekends with Mr. Edmonds. As my discography grew out here in LA with artists like Aretha Franklin, Celine Dion, Barbra Streisand, Justin Bieber, Stevie Wonder, Josh Groban, Colby Calais, Johnny Mathis, well, you get the idea. I was also fortunate enough to work with the top producers and session musicians, David Foster, Rodney Jerkins, Walter A., Nathan East, Greg Fillinganes, Michael Thompson, Vinnie Caluta, and the list gratefully goes on. Now, what's the point of naming all these people and all of these credits and accolades, Nomad? Well, check it out. It is certainly not to brag. It is with sheer humility and humbleness that I mention these things. For all of us, even the top of the top musicians who have resumes even way more boastful than I, know that a gig is just a gig. Oftentimes we say, a gig is a gig is a gig. They come and they go. As career musicians, we are professionals who are unemployed in between gigs. We can have a gig on Friday and be unemployed Saturday. We all know about the stories where a rock star on the weekends, on tour, rocking out for thousands, tens of thousands of people in arenas and stadiums sometimes, and come home Sunday or Monday to clean the garage or find that we have to take our car to get fixed. Look, this is good news because it shows that we're all the same. We're all human. We all struggle with the same things, and we all experience the extreme roller coaster ups and downs of being in the entertainment industry. And that is the reason why, after all this time and with my experience and knowledge that I've garnered over the years, that I'm bringing the Career Musician Podcast to you. So we can all identify with one another, encourage one another. Let's bond together as a community instead of competing with one another. There is enough to go around. It is my mission to empower musicians across the globe with strategies for a sustainable career while blasting all of the old archaic stereotypes that we are irresponsible, not good enough, can't show up on time, sex, drugs, and rock and roll is our only MO. That's a bunch of bull. Now it's time to bring this tried and true wisdom, experience, and knowledge from all of my colleagues and peers to you, the listener, the currently working career musician, or the aspiring career musician, or the musician hobbyist, or the music enthusiast. I don't care who you are. I believe you will find this podcast enjoyable and informative. Remember, your value is not determined by any gig. This simply means that you should not weigh your self-worth by the level of the gig that you currently have or have lost or are striving to achieve. Your value is determined by your unique talents and personality. That is what makes you who you are. Now, as a listener, I am asking a favor. Please download, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts to help us get a higher rating, which will broaden our audience and expand our reach. Please follow, like, love, comment, and share us on Instagram and Facebook at The Career Musician. Our Twitter is just at Career Musician. And you can binge all of the previous episodes of The Career Musician Podcast now on YouTube. I'd like to personally thank you for listening and engaging with the Career Musician Podcast. Stay tuned for more. This is your host, Nomad.
Add The Career Musician to your Spotify playlist today. Subscribe to The Career Musician on Apple Podcasts. Follow The Career Musician on Instagram and Facebook.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
1, 2, 3. I'm just a nomad, nowhere man, writing the songs in this one-man band. I'll roam this earth till I understand what love is all about in this nowhere land. Don't
don't you go looking round for me. I'm just a lock who's searching for its key. A nomad, yeah, I'm a nomad. See, I don't have home to call my own, so you'll find me at the bar sitting all alone. Streams to vans traveling down this road. I'm coming out to your town to sing my songs. Don't you stay up too late for me. I'll be coming round again if it's meant to be. Sometime until then, baby, don't you cry, 'cause I'll be calling you sometimes. Think of me when you get down, and I'll be there to fix that frown someday. Oh, someday. I'm a nomad.
Hey, this is Nomad, host and creator of the Career Musician Podcast, and I am thoroughly stoked to be an official member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Pantheon Podcast Network is the first of its kind as an all-music-based podcast collective. Please be sure to check us out at pantheonpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.